You're listening to SBS News.
Just over 1,100 people responded to the survey commissioned by the Consumer Policy Research Centre, which found young people and renters are struggling to stay afloat during the pandemic. Conducted by Roy Morgan in May, the first survey of six highlighted the vulnerability of young people aged between 18 and 35. While people of all age groups were surveyed, young people were more likely to raid their savings and take on debt to stay afloat during the pandemic. Lauren Solomon is the CEO of the Consumer Policy Research Centre.
The aggregate numbers here really don't tell the full story. What we're seeing throughout the entire survey is casual workers, renters and young people reporting higher levels of concern about their ability to meet basic household expenses and also just having troubles accessing available support.
The CPRC report pointed to the number of young people borrowing money from family or going into debt during the crisis. About 34% said they had accessed their savings, with 8% also drawing on their limited superannuation. Between mid-March and early May 2020, jobs worked by people aged 20 and under fell by 14.6%, the biggest rate of job losses among all age groups. Bill Mitchell is a professor in economics at the University of Newcastle. He says the impact of this recession will affect young people for years to come.
It's going to represent a major disruption to the normal sequence in life. But the longer it goes, the transition from school to work is going to be disrupted. You know, once one section of the sequence is disrupted, You don't get the job, and then you don't get the experience, and you don't get the sort of skill development. And so by the end of, you know, a decade, you've got a series of disruptions that have all been driven by the initial one, which undermine future prosperity and life's opportunity.
In prior times of economic strife, stimulus measures have helped keep people spending and money flowing through the economy, the report said. But the coronavirus restrictions on people's spending and movement meant jobs were lost much faster, especially among the hospitality, tourism and entertainment sectors. 37% of respondents also cited affording rent as a cause of financial stress. Ms. Solomon says renters were also more likely to access their super early.
I think the key thing for me is probably the story that we're seeing play out for renters across the population. So renters were obviously very concerned about their ability to make mortgage rental repayments, but they also reported higher levels of concern about paying other bills, so energy, telecommunications and groceries. And it was this group that we saw dipping into their savings at rates much higher than the general population, but they were also applying for early access to super at almost the rate of twice the general population.
The survey warns in the coming months the gap between people who received and those who missed out on support during the pandemic will widen. Currently, almost half of Australians are taking steps to manage their household expenses, with 22% using credit cards or buy now, pay later services, and around 15% cancelling services such as insurance and subscriptions. People receiving job seeker payments, those with income directly impacted by COVID-19, renters, casual workers and youth are the most likely subgroups to have taken these actions. Kirsten Hartnett is a financial counsellor with the Salvation Army. She says the service is mainly hearing from people who have been in debt for a while and who suddenly now find themselves struggling further to make ends meet. She also says groups who don't usually contact the service, such as international students and those on temporary visas, have come forward asking for help.
We're also receiving a lot of contact from people who aren't residents of Australia, not sure of the systems that are there to support them. And it's each of those people just trying to work out what support is available for them to navigate the system in such strange times. It's been a unique category. They're really asking for things like food. It's really basic items. Where can I access food? How can I get money for rent? Just some of those basic things.
Professor Mitchell says the government expected the COVID pandemic to result in a temporary hibernation for the Australian economy. What it did not expect was the number of businesses that have not survived lockdown, especially in the tourism and hospitality sectors. He says the government should turn its attention to publicly funded job creation schemes to assist workers, especially those in regional areas.
There's no shortage of things that have to be done that can be done safely if the public sector provided the jobs. And, you know, an obvious example is in regional areas down the East Coast fixing up the bushfire damage. So workers that were locked out of accommodation and tourism and those type of industries, while it was unsafe to do that, they could have been redeployed instantly. Regional development tasks to fix up the bushfire damage. So things like that I think the government hasn't done that should have been done.
Ms Hartnett is urging Australians to call free financial counselling services for advice on how to deal with things like credit card debt, mortgage, rent and other payment issues.
The beauty of our services are they are free to anyone, no means test. It does not matter whether you are working. Around 25% of the people connecting with our money care service, our wage earners, and a similar amount are often homeowners. We can arrange interpreter services if you haven't got someone that speaks your language at our site.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. And the National Debt Helpline can be contacted on 1800 007 007. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.